This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. All party meeting taking place this afternoon at Federal Parliament Building, New Baneswar. Health Ministry urges to be cautious against Nipah virus infection and North Korea tests new long-range missile. Now the news in detail. An all-party meeting called by Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota to end the deadlock surface in the Parliament is taking place this afternoon. The meeting has been called for 2:30 p.m. today at Lossi Hall in the New Baneswar-based Federal Parliament building. According to Speaker's Secretariat, the all-party meeting would be focused on contemporary issues, including ending deadlock underway in the Parliament. The parliamentary proceedings have been affected due to obstruction by main opposition CPN UML since the convening of the current session of the Parliament. Though the Parliament meeting was held twice on Sunday, it was postponed up to Tuesday. A writ petition filed by CPN UML Chairman K.P. Sarma Oli against 14 lawmakers including Madhav Kumar Nepal is being heard today. A bench of justices Deepak Kumar Karki and Meera Kharka in the Supreme Court is said to hear whether to issue an interim order in the case or not. UML Chairperson Oli has filed three separate writ petitions against the Election Commission and the Speaker. Two of the writ petitions are being heard today on whether to issue an interim order or not. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged to be cautious against Nipah virus infection. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel said the border with India is open and could spread here as well. The Indian state of Kerala has been infected with Nipah virus for the past few days. According to him, no one has been found infected with the virus in Nepal so far. Nipah virus is a serious viral disease that is transmitted from animals to humans. According to Ministry spokesperson Dr. Paudel, the virus is at a risk of killing 45 to 75% of people. The World Health Organization WHO has listed the Nipah virus as one of the 10 deadliest diseases in the world. A province-level warehouse has been set up in Dolikhel Municipality 3 to rapidly carry out search and rescue operations in emergency. According to District Police Office Dolikhel, the house has been recently constructed to store rescue equipment necessary to carry out rescue efforts during disaster in different districts of Bagmati province. Kabre Police in Charge Superintendent of Police Bhupendra Bahadur Khatri said the rescue equipment such as motorboat and chainsaw will be kept in the warehouse constructed by the province government. The weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country today with chances of a light to moderate rain along with thunder and lightning at most places. Senior meteorologist at the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, Meen Kumar Arial, said that there is possibility of precipitation due to influence of the low pressure system around eastern Rajasthan of India and a similar system situated in the mid-eastern part of the Bay of Bengal. Arial said there is only some time left before the exit of the monsoon this year, so the monsoon is gradually becoming weaker. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country in the afternoon today with the possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder, lightning at many places. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea has tested a new long-range cruise missile capable of hitting much of Japan, state media said on Monday. According to KCNA, test staged over the weekend saw missiles traveling as far as 930 miles away. However, they do not violate UN Security Council resolutions. They have led to tough sanctions on North Korea in the past. But it suggests the country is still capable of developing weapons despite food shortages and an economic crisis. The Taliban has said Afghan universities will be segregated by gender and a new dress code will be introduced. Higher Education Minister indicated women would be allowed to study but not alongside men. He also announced a review of the subjects students would be taught. Women and girls were banned from schools and universities under Taliban rule between 1996 and 2001. Sunday's announcement of the higher education policy comes a day after the Taliban raised their flag over the presidential palace, signaling the beginning of their administration. They seized control from the elected government a month ago. A BBC Panorama investigation has found evidence that suggests one of Britain's biggest companies paid a bribe to the former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe. The documents reveal British American Tobacco BAT was paying bribes in South Africa and using illegal surveillance to damage rivals. BAT says it is committed to the highest standards of corporate conduct. In a joint investigation with Bureau of Investigative Journalism and the University of Bath, Panorama obtained thousands of leaked documents. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. All-party meeting taking place this afternoon at Federal Parliament Building, New Banisur. Health Ministry urges to be cautious against Nipah virus infection, and North Korea tests new long-range missile. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.